Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Big race weekend. Indianapolis has sold over 230,000 tickets. Going to be the most fans in 25 years at the Indy 500,
damn,
which is a staple of your Sunday morning viewing. And then you make the shift to the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte. Maybe you got the Monaco Grand Prix as well to kick off your racing Sunday.
You've got my Sunday down to a
team. A lot of cars. I'm out on the milk, though, in the Indy 500. I'd rather have the Coke.
Do they shut down that that golf course? That's
Yeah, and nobody playing 18.
Nobody's playing 18?
In the
middle
of the Indy 500.
I just thought maybe you jacked up the price with the extra adrenaline of the revving of the engine as you're trying to tee off.
Marked it off my bucket list recently.
Did you?
It's an experience, man.
Yeah.
I've taken the tour when it's empty, and you realize how mammoth a complex it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you add 200,000 plus, it's a sight to behold.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Indy car racing.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an event. It's an amazing place. You know, your morning starts at 6 because basically you got to get in the neighborhood to get parked, you know, or it's going to take you forever.
Yeah.
But it's a spectacle. I watch it probably every year, not the entire race, but I'll tune in. I'm going to hear the song. Okay. Back home again in Indiana. Even, you know, sorry that Jim Nabors is no longer there. You didn't like that?
Back home again. There you go. Now you're committing to it. So yes. Now I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I watch the beginning of the race, make sure there's no major accident.
Yeah.
And then I'll, you know, periodically come back and maybe like the last 30 or 40 laps.
Yep.
And then to see Jimmy's favorite part is when they, you know, in the victory lane, they drink the milk.
Ah,
then they go and they kiss the bricks.
Yeah.
I mean, what a...
I'll kiss the bricks.
Not really great for being sanitized. Is you kiss the bricks that for that amount of time has got all that rubber that is on
mm-hmm. it. It can't be good.
And then you drink milk, which is a bad decision.
On a warm,
day.
Afternoon.
Milk was a bad choice.
And everybody like, hey, I'll do a 1%, 2% skim.
Nope.
I want the guy that has chocolate.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to be my favorite driver if your drink choice is chocolate milk.
I drank chocolate milk last summer for
chocolate milk.
I am equal opportunity anti all milk.
Oh,
well, I mean, I do put in cereal, but
somebody called me a child because I drank chocolate milk last summer. I said, yeah, well, you know what? I'll take some of that chocolate milk. They're like, oh my gosh,
upset your tummy?
It did not. And you said it, not me. It did not. I love chocolate milk. And yeah, I'm 44 years old. Does that make me a kid?
You should reply, hey, I also drank 1620 the beer, so don't.
I did.
Don't come at me with that.
I did. I'm still curious on how it'd be cold. It wasn't as bad as you guys made it sound to be. Now, I don't think that beer was also made for chugging, too, which somehow I got talked into it.
So maybe the perception of older folks drinking chocolate milk has changed, because look at Fairlife.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Fairlife isn't Anderson Ericsson milk or you know, whatever milk you're going to get that has a local label.
Mm-hmm.
Fairlife is like, oh, this is good for you.
Yes.
So that they make chocolate milk, so it's good for you.
It's good for you. We're supposed to be thinking about stuff like that.
You don't
that.
Drink, I'm sure you now you're getting up in age, you got to make sure everything's going well. You drink that Ensure, you don't drink the chocolate Ensure.
I don't drink either, but.
Okay.
You will.
Just looking out for your
in time.
But I appreciate that. I you know, maybe not quite on the prune train yet. Not quite there, but maybe someday I'll do the prune juice.
Yeah, I think I'm out probably from here until the end.
Okay. You're just like, you know what, you can have that.
You know what, I've never started, so I don't think I'll begin. That's what they say.
So this is true. My grandma had it in their farm over, and they're just kind of over by Utan and Mead when they had the farm. And I was so curious what it tastes like, so I tried it. It's exactly what you think it would be like.
It tastes like...
It's disgusting.
It tastes like what it sounds like.
Yep. So I think at that point, I'm sure I told myself I'd never, ever drink it. And I plan to stick to that.
All right, Nebraska baseball tonight against Michigan State. It'll be another day of watching college baseball in the Big Ten where guys lean in to get hit by a pitch.
Come on.
And every hit by pitch is challenged and reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. Everybody does it. Leaning in to get hit by a pitch. It is a major problem in college baseball. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's a lot of the time, first of all, I think you're messing with the game. And then there's a lot of time where if you didn't lean in, it would still hit you.
Yeah.
Okay?
You brought up Charlie Fisher, and I think you're right.
Charlie Fisher didn't need to lean in last night to get hit by a pitch. It would have hit him anyhow in a normal stance.
Yep.
But he, you know, squeezed in the elbow to make sure that he got hit. It drives me nuts. And I've seen it now for three straight days of watching. In the Big Ten, it seems like it's more.
Yeah.
And then we get to the College World Series, and one guy will do it, and then the umpires will step in, and then you don't see it again.
Right. Well, and with the rule, too, of calling the batter out as opposed to, you know, it being a ball or strike has helped maybe a little bit, too. But, yeah, I always said if you're trying to sell that, you know, you're not necessarily dropping the elbow. You're kind of turning your back a little bit because that's...
Yeah, that at least makes it look like you're turning away from the pitch.
It makes it look like you're trying to avoid
but
it.
But once you lean in and drop the elbow, even with the armor that you have on,
right.
The Kevlar that batters have nowadays.
Yep. And I just watching Will's reaction during the challenge and after the challenge, it did not go Nebraska's way. There was no reaction of what the hell. He knew. He just knew that if they called him out, we got a challenge. I got a challenge left. I got to use it because that was a big moment of the game too. That's another base runner in a game that's tied that you're trying to win. So I understand him challenging, but I think he knew that there was no way that they were going to win that challenge.
How many people do you think will be at the Indiana-Michigan game at 2 today?
2 o'clock. Oh, roughly 1,000.
At most.
It'll be sparse.
I think you're being generous.
I'd say about...
I'm including stadium personnel.
582.
Stadium personnel and Husker athletic staff. That has to work.
Like making a bid on prices, right?
The host school.
$1.
All right. So around the room, how many games does Nebraska win before the weekend is over? They play tonight at 7 against Michigan State.
One more.
They win tonight.
Yep.
And then that's it.
I think tomorrow they run into a pitching logjam. I don't see it. Yep. I like him tonight, though.
I don't like Johnny Holstaff tomorrow.
I like him tonight.
Be a letdown if they weren't playing tomorrow at 1 p.m. against Maryland.
Huge letdown.
Yeah, a big time. Yeah, I like him.
But they play Michigan State tonight. That game is at 7. Nebraska's got to win 3 games in 30 hours to be playing on Sunday. And look how weird it has been for the ultimate gut punch. Wouldn't this be... Well, this is how we started this morning with the removal of the codpiece. Is last night was, oh boy, here we go again. Wouldn't it be something for Nebraska baseball to roll off 3 wins in 30 hours? Sunday before 18,000 angry people, it's Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah.
And Iowa beats Nebraska.
Iowa run rules them.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, let's go that far. That would be, because the last time Nebraska and Iowa played...
Have to come in Monday and do a show just because of that?
The last time Nebraska played Iowa in the Big Ten tournament, Nebraska run-ruled Iowa.
You would just give up.
Yep.
If that scenario played out, you got to Sunday, you ran through Maryland, an NCAA team, now you get to play Iowa.
Mm-hmm. And you got Emmett Olson ready to go.
To go to the NCAA tournament, and you lose to Iowa in Omaha. You'd just be like, I'm done.
I've only
got to focus on pro sports.
I may not even show up for Sunday because I'd almost kind of expect it. It'd be some kind of like cruel like self-fulfillment of, this is going to happen. And when it does, you're like, I'm not even mad because this is what I knew would happen.
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah. They'll blow it in the ninth.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Memorial Day weekend. I also want to say is our return this week. I said it when we began the week. I was glad to be back. And thank you to everybody internally, externally, people that I don't even know that reached out. And even more so, and I have to give a shout out. We have a lot of great mail carriers, men and women that listen to 1620 The Zone, that are out on the streets, but also in the offices doing yeoman's work. They did a very, very nice gesture for me. So I appreciate that on behalf of the Sharp family. So thank you to all my postal peeps out there and everybody else that reached out. Thank you very much. It's been a good week, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. We are off on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll see what there is to talk about. Could be an interesting Tuesday when we reconvene with Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. For Jimmy, for Nick, I'm Gary. Crossover's next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.